Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
WTMZ 98.9 FM. WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM. W234 CD. Dorchester Terrace. Brentwood. Charleston.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon.
Man, Boston John got you all jacked up.
First of all, we need to find somebody in Boston. I've been to the club he talks about, right? It's just a little hole in the wall. There's a bunch of old guys just sit around and argue about everything. Somebody needs to go in there and tell them how to Google.
Right.
It's very easy.
I think they're just happy being in their own thought, yep, thinking they're right.
All right, time to talk a little NASCAR. And for that, we'll bring in Rafe Judd. Speaking of eastbound and down and loaded up and all that, my God, what a long drink of water Sunday night was.
Yeah, that was long, wasn't it? That was tough. I spent my Sunday, though, Bob, and Coach Terry told me to tell you hello. And, it was. I got home in time to catch the first part, and it just went on.
The first part looked a lot like the last part, didn't it?
Pretty much. Kyle Larson kind of carried him 327
laps. Oh, man. But anyway, they did race in Charlotte last week. John Hunter Nemechek won the truck race. Ty Gibbs won the Xfinity race. And Kyle Larson, not trying to take anything away from Kyle Larson.
No.
I mean, he dominated. He led 327 of the 400 laps at the Coca-Cola 600. And he won all the stages. I mean, it was boring. I'm sorry. It was boring. And I don't know. I mean, last year, it was a good race.
It wasn't bad at all. And then that was not the one that Martin Truex led to. I think he led 350-something laps or whatnot. But the one last year wasn't that bad.
Right.
So we were on the 550 package, right? And if you start looking at the box scores and, you know, discounting the ones that somebody did something dumb in the pits or whatever, there's a trend starting to kind of come around.
I can just tell you right now, the racing this year hasn't been near as good as it was last year, and I don't know why.
It's not. It's just, I don't know. Well, here's
were there
the thing.
Any caution flags in this race?
Yeah, there were at least three for the stages. But no.
Other than that?
I don't, Bobby, it's hard for
me. Recall one.
No, I don't know. If there was one, I was doing something different, you know, or grabbed the channel, or even when I rewatched it. It wasn't horrible. There was some fun stuff involved, but overall, it was not a good watch.
No. If you want to watch guys run for 11th and 12th place, yeah, you might have seen some good racing.
Yeah, but we didn't even get to do that.
I mean, I was so disappointed. I watched every bit of it.
Yep.
And I sat there and made my plans around the day.
Yep.
To sit there and watch that race. All the pregame stuff was cool. The flyovers and all that. Charlotte always does a hell of a job on Memorial Day. And the race just sucked. I'm sorry.
All that stuff it couldn't have been any better.
No.
The whole thing, the production of the race, the pre-race, everything, A+. You dropped the green flag. It's A+. And then all of a sudden, you're like, okay. Now
well,
what?
I mean, if you were a Hendrix guy, you enjoyed the race, but you can't tell me it was good racing, because it wasn't. It wasn't even competitive.
No, I mean, the dude just got up there and hid, man. You know, that was. was it. And you know what? Here's the thing. If I'm a racer, then I'm all about that. That's what I want. That's what I strive to do. And if you're able to go out there and do that, the dark side of that is, people don't understand the effort it takes to go out there and do that.
Right.
And for me, it's not a good watch, but the appreciation that I have is unbelievable because I know how hard it is. Now, backside of that,
right,
as a fan, I don't want to see that crap. You know, I want him to have a vibration, you know. Get up there and bounce off the wall and let's add some drama. None of that happened. Just sometimes, Bobby, you don't get that, man. I mean, how many baseball games in your life have you watched that were just absolutely boring? Rather not.
Well, Saturday
team,
night I watched the Braves. So
well, you know, I mean, I
get that, but
you know,
but
it's all the hype. This is a crown jewel, and you are expecting something, a big moment, something huge, something big. We want to see a fight after the race. All that mess. None of it happened. And you can throw 7 or 8 different packages at this thing, and you just cannot. You just can't. As hard as everybody want to try, you can't take and script the race. I mean, he had his stuff together. He's been on fire.
Right.
And that was the way it went. And I'm not disagreeing with you. It was boring.
Well, this race used to be, when it was the World 600 and stuff like that, it used to be about endurance.
Yes,
it was. Would the cars hold up for 600 laps? Will you be able to keep your car together for 600 laps?
Right.
Yeah, and you had drivers that always fought problems. All race, and you don't see any of that anymore.
I'm glad you brought that up, man. As technology has come along, especially with the motors, you would see more blown motors. There's been more guys that could have won this race that led it all day, break a motor, caution flag, bunch them all up, break a motor, caution flag. You know, a guy would braze the wall, and his car would start to tear up on him. Man, these cars are so much stronger. The engines are so much more durable now than they were 10, 12, 15, 20 years ago. So you have to at some point try to create some drama, which the stage racing kind of is evolved into that. You know, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a dynamic. That didn't even do it. I mean, it was cool to see them 4 and 5
right
wide, but somehow or another, Bobby, they managed to make it to the next corner. You know, that part of those things amaze me, and that's not boring. But the whole end result, the totality of the race, it was not the greatest race.
Well, the original purpose of the 600 miles was to test the endurance of the cars, and that is not even part of the equation.
Nope.
So there's not even run 600 miles anymore.
Here would be the cool thing to me if we took all the your crown jewels, Daytona 500. The World 600 and the Southern 500. Let's make those, 400 and make the World 600 500 and then drop everything else and condense it and cut it down on time, but keep your crown jewels. You know, that's one of the only other 500-mile races we'll go to. It would make a much, much better sense. Would it have changed the way this race went? No. It's just those things happen sometimes, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
We could have put our money together and got Bailey Curry or somebody to cut a tire with about 10 to go, and then we might have had something.
It was it was disappointing, I guess.
It is, to say
the least. All right, if you have any questions for Rafe, 843-721-9500. But again, if you were a Hendricks guy, you enjoyed it. If you're a Kyle Larson fan, you enjoyed the race. Chase Elliott second. Kyle Busch snuck in at a third. William Byron fourth. Alex Bowman fifth. So once again, you had all four Hendricks cars in the top five.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And you start thinking about Stuart Haas and what Kevin Harvick was doing, and you go and you look at these box scores and look at the points from all year. They suck. They're horrible. Stuart Haas is next to dead. And Rick Kendrick, we figured his group last year, and they've been struggling for the last few years. Chase Elliott bounces back at the end of the year, wins the championship, and they come out rocking this year. not Chase Elliott, but the whole group, that group as a whole. And you look back and Chevrolet, 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 Chevrolet. So the tides have turned. And the cool part about all this is we're going to just keep pushing through this year, and guys are going to keep making changes and making gains. We're going to hit this summer stretch. And when this year's over, you can take every notebook that you've ever built and throw it all in the trash can because it won't matter.
Because the new car is coming,
it's
right?
It's unbelievable how all this has gone down. It's just it's amazing. And that part, to me, doesn't make the racing, the product on the track, any more exciting. Man, but the storylines that it produces when maybe when the race is over or while the race is going on is pretty doggone cool. How can Kyle Larson go out there and just wear that field out like that? How do you do that?
I mean, the big story is, I mean, he's lucky to be racing right now. I mean,
exactly.
He really is. He's very lucky.
Just adds to it.
And Rick Hendrick took a chance on him, and boy, it's paying off big time. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Still seeing a lot of heavy traffic on the interstate eastbound approaching Ridgeville. There was an earlier accident that had part of the roadway shut down. And although it's been reopened, residual delay is still a big problem there. Watch for other problems. Ash near Bogart downtown. A wreck on the interstate eastbound near mile marker 213. Remount at Rivers Avenue, there's a wreck. And an accident still getting cleared, Clemens Ferry at Highway 41. If you're trying to travel at the bottom of the Ravenel Bridge, inbound to Mount Pleasant, you're tapping the brakes. Seeing some delays on the interstate westbound past 526 as well. Traffic's brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and pleasant with a high around 78. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with a low around 68. A shower and thunderstorm will be in the area Wednesday with a high around 80. Looking ahead, scattered thunderstorms are a daily possibility for the foreseeable future. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Car accident? Because a fast response matters. Just call Joy. The numbers don't lie. Serious accidents can happen anywhere, anytime. At the Joy Law Firm, we make it easy to get the help you need, when and where you need it. You can reach us on the phone or online anytime, 24/7. Visit any of our 4 locations across the state. Or if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Just call Joy, 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Since 1941, Southern Lumber's been serving the Low Country with perfection, one board at a time. Their products from Anderson Windows are worry-proof and time-proof. Visit Southern Lumber online or at 2031 King Street. See why Charleston has trusted them for 3/4 of a century. Southern Lumber, Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time.
Southern Lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
Game time means wing time at Wingstop. Feed the family for $19.99 with the all-in bundle. 16 boneless wings, 6 tenders, large fries, and 3 dips. 2 locations, Rivers Avenue or Sam Rittenberg, or you can order online today at wingstop.com.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Room, I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. I remember sure, my father had that record and just played it over and over and over again. Oh, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. If you have any NASCAR questions for Rafe, you can get those ready. You have all your notes up to date and everything?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I can't wait to next week when you get to explain this stupid All-Star race.
Yeah, boy, which I might be fine.
After reading the format, I might not even watch it.
I'm going to watch it, man, but let's just wait till it's over, and then we can explain what happened. It may be something that'll tickle our fancies, but I'm not betting on it.
How much do you think Chad Knaus is responsible for this resurgence in Hendricks since he moved over to the competition director?
That was on my list to talk about today, and something that needs to, that I don't think people understand.
Hendricks is getting all the credit. And right, he's the owner.
Well,
he just got his 269 win past Richard Petty.
Richard Petty Motorsports for all time ever. But here's the man, Chad Knaus, you understanding this whole thing, his role as his crew chief, and then he moved on to William Byron, and then things weren't going well because of the communication gap between those two, which I didn't think it was going to work at all. Here's the thing. They have put him now in a position to utilize everything that he has been able to accentuate over his career, you know, the thought process, the way things work, and feed that down to all the crew chiefs. Rudy Fugel, pretty much new at this, has had a wonderful record till he got tangled up with William Byron. The communication's good. Cliff Daniels, communication is outstanding. So he's able to funnel the information and kind of tune this thing as the way it needs to be ran, how he won 7 championships with Jimmy Johnson. And it was the smartest thing probably that Rick Hendrick has ever done, is the moves that he's made when he's made them, has really brought this thing to light. And now, with the changes that Chevrolet made last year, it took this long for them to understand them and get them out there, get them employed on the cars and understand. And then the backup that Stuart Haas did with the downforce deal, where they changed the way that they tech the cars. There's a lot of little things into play here. And, man, it's showing. It's showing every week when we look and we see what Chevrolet has done versus what they were doing. And I think that has been, in my opinion, the biggest, the paramount situation change over there at Chevrolet was putting Chad Knaus in charge.
But he's not doing the other Chevrolet drivers, though. I mean, it's just the injury. I mean, Joe Gibbs dominated this thing, what, 2 or 3 years, the Gibbs drivers, and now Hendricks has stepped up his game, because we talked about Jimmy Johnson's probably going, what the hell, guys?
Yep.
I mean, now you get your stuff together.
You know, I say it then, and I'll say it now. I think Jimmy Johnson was burnt out. I think he was burnt, you know, and I think that some this ever-changing, the way things go, Kyle Larson took a year off, right?
Right.
And then he feeds back into another organization. That went through some really big changes from top to bottom, not bottom to top, but from the top to the bottom, and he fit right in and plugged right in. I mean, that's just a testament to making good, clear, crisp business decisions, and the communication that they have right now is unbelievable, Bob. And I think that's probably lacking and probably got stagnant through those other guys that were on top for as long as they were. So. It's fun to watch, you know, and this is ever evolving. You know, we say season by season. I mean, we're talking, we just, you know, in the next 5 races, what is it going to look like?
Right.
And I think, you know, you look at Kyle Busch's situation, he's starting to get his legs back under him, and they're starting to gel a little bit. I think that when we hit right now our summer stretch, we're going to see some a big difference.
Yeah, I mean,
Kevin Harvick hadn't won a race. Denny Hamlin hadn't won a race. We've got 11 winners so far. Man, you got guys, Ross Chastain with Chip Ganassi. I mean, there's some guys that could easily win a race if one or two things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Hendricks is not going to walk away with this thing. I mean, Denny Hamlin, he's got the most points at 633 points. So he's your points leader. You got, Martin Truex is up there with three wins. Logano's got over 500 points. So these other guys are still out there. But the last 2 weeks have just been totally dominated by the Hendrick cars.
Yeah, and by
Chevrolet, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 4 out of 5 this week. So
we don't want to discount, Richard Childress Racing with Tyler Reddick and Austin Dillon. I mean, and Daniel Suarez, all those cars coming out of that campus,
right.
They have made major gains. Not the exact gains that Hendrick has made, but they have made major gains, which is really put these other guys – I'm not saying they've been sitting on their hands, but they've behind a little bit. It makes them even more behind. It makes it even more competitive. That's why I'm just – it blows my mind how Kyle Larson goes out there and licks the field like he did this past weekend.
All right, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back. When we come back, we'll talk a little about the Indianapolis 500 that was this past Sunday.
That was a much better race than
what happened in Charlotte.
Awesome.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Well, maybe we won't because Blake's gone. There he is.
This Charleston Sports Report is brought to you by the Joy Law Firm. Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open on Monday and wrote on Twitter she would be taking a break from competition, a dramatic turn of events for the four-time Grand Slam champion, who said she experiences huge waves of anxiety before speaking to the media and revealed that she has suffered long bouts of depression. The move came a day after the 23-year-old was fined $15,000 for skipping a post-match news conference after her first-round victory at the French Open. She's also been threatened by all four Grand Slam tournaments with possible additional fines or more. Charleston's Emma Navarro has won the NCAA Women's National Championship in tennis with a straight set victory over the weekend. The freshman at Virginia finishes her first collegiate season with a 25-1 record. Atlanta Braves star Marcell Ozuna was arrested over the weekend on charges of aggravated assault by strangulation and battery after police officers said they witnessed him attacking his wife. With this Charleston Sports Radio update, I'm Terry Bass.
Hurt on the job? Just call Joy. If you're looking for a workers' comp law firm that gets great reviews, you've found it. At the Joy Law Firm, we've represented thousands of workers across the state. Our attorneys have received the highest ratings from top legal rating services, and our 5-star Google reviews speak for themselves. Call the law firm that South Carolina has trusted for over 50 years. Because good reviews matter, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
The South Carolina Stingrays are back home to close out the regular season on Tuesday, June 1st and Saturday, June 5th. Saturday's game is Fan Appreciation Night presented by Amped Electric, and tickets are just $10. For tickets and more information, visit stingrayshockey.com. Stingrays Hockey. Don't miss it.
Recently, Total Wireless helped Garrett Dvorak throw a virtual baby shower for his wife, Ellie.
Just to see everyone's expressions, I don't have words for it.
Because when you move to Total Wireless, you can get amazing devices on 5G. And with unlimited plans starting at $25 a month per line for 4 lines, you could save up to $80 per month.
Total Wireless, you guys pulled through.
Total Wireless, do amazing. 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Savings claim made when compared to 4-line postpaid plans of the leading carrier for 2021. See terms and conditions at totalwireless.com.
Psst, want to hear something amazing? Oh, and feel free to tell your friends too. So Kohl's, they're having a huge sale on summer stuff. And if you live for sunny days like I do, you need to check it out. I got 40% off a new patio set, Food Network grilling essentials for 20% off, and 50% off those yard games my kids won't stop talking about. Best part? I got an extra $10 off and some Kohl's cash. It almost makes being cooped up all winter worth it. Almost. Select styles. 10 off 25 offer valid May 27 through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you hear My Computer Career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off. And that's it. Now they're IT pros. You could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Stroker Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with a devil's nerve. Make a car dance across the mud. And haul and shine was his regular line till the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot. But man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hellraiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up. That's why our bunch is back in town.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Talking NASCAR with our good buddy, Ray Judd. A tribute to the worst NASCAR movie. Either that or Six Pack. I mean, it's a toss-up.
Clyde Torkel's Chicken Pit Special.
Yeah. I think the Stroke Race is the worst.
Yeah, it could have been, but it was so cool to watch. Still fun.
Oh, I haven't seen that in forever.
You need to watch it.
There really hasn't been that many NASCAR movies. You had the one about Junior Johnson.
Yep, Thunder Road. You had Days of Thunder. You had the one of the best ones that those people don't really probably never watch is Grease Lightning.
About Wendell Scott.
That
Richard Pryor was in that, right?
Very cool movie.
Yeah. There hadn't been that many NASCAR movies, but then when you throw Six Pack and Stroker Ace in there, man.
Old Brewster.
Well, let's back up a minute. Sunday morning was the Indianapolis 500, and I watch it every year. I don't watch it intently, but I'm just amazed at how fast those cars go.
Yeah, it's sick, man. It is sick. I watched it.
I mean, it's like the old toy race car sets you have to do.
I mean, you wonder how those guys even maintain control and how they pass. And Elio
They were so packed in those cars.
Did you see how many people were packed in the stands? Did you notice that?
I like that. Yeah,
that was mind-boggling.
I just those.
And those cars, man, it just
they're
it's
small.
So scary.
They're light.
Yes, like I told you before. You know, when we went a couple years ago and they dropped that green flag and I'm on pit road for the first 4 or 5 laps and I got tears rolling out of my eyes. I mean, it's an unbelievable thing that people don't – if you've never experienced that, you will never get over it. I mean, it's just a feeling. I get goosebumps talking about it. And watching that race when they dropped the green flag the other day, just, man –
And those guys are in those cockpits are so small, and they're only a couple of inches off the ground.
You wonder how A.J. Foyt ever fit in that thing, you know? As big and bruiser as he is, I mean, but, man, what a race, man. It was full of – I mean, it kept you on – I watched it Monday morning.
Right.
I got up. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep, and I had it taped, and I turned it on. I did the whole pre-race thing. And I watched it all the way until it was time for me to go to work. And, man, that was just – that's just – it's just badass, Bobby, from start to finish. It's not necessarily, you know, a great – how great the racing was. It's how fast those guys are going.
Right.
And the moves they have to make on that racetrack in an open-wheel car just – it is amazing. How some of those guys come to NASCAR – and can't figure these things out, to me, also, too, is mind-boggling. You know, you had Kurt Busch go over there, finish sixth, and everybody were kind of like, wow, that was really cool. But do you understand what Kurt Busch did when he did the double, that he actually went and drove one of those cars at that speed, his car could – he finished sixth. It's mind-boggling. Tony Stewart, same thing. A.J. Allmendinger, love to see him do it. Chase Kyle Larson – is a possibility for that. moving
and
forward.
You can say what you want to about Danica Patrick, her race in the village. She was able to do that.
She led that race. She had an opportunity to win the Indy 500, Bobby. And she gets zero credit.
Right.
I mean, it is incredible the speeds that they 230 plus miles an hour.
Well, I've gone to a NASCAR race, so I feel like I have more of an appreciation for that. I've never been to the Indianapolis 500. I'd love to go sometime just to see that in person, because it is awesome to watch.
It really is,
on television.
I've been to several IndyCar races in my life. They raced with us when we ran the All-Pro Series. We went to Kentucky Speedway, the new Nashville Speedway, which we're going to go back to this year. And the Indy cars were there, and to be around those cars when it's the noise, watching the guys make their maneuvers. I went to Atlanta when they raced there, saw some just unbelievable wrecks and unbelievable racing side by side, bouncing off each other. Those open wheel cars, it's just it's a whole nother discipline, and you learn a whole nother appreciation for what those guys do. And man, I'm telling you, Sonny didn't disappoint. And see, Helio Castroneves carried those young boys to school, and he did. He took them straight to school.
Well, I started pulling for that Daly guy because I like this car.
Yeah, Connor Daly.
The Air Force car.
You sealed his fate.
He ran into a tire.
I know, when you texted me, and then I was like, man, what's going on? So I'm digging on my phone. I'm out there at the Allendale Country Club, and I'm going, what happened? What happened? Because the car, I mean, I was watching the beginning
of it. The car came off another tire, and he hit it going like 200 miles an hour.
And he's from Indianapolis, Connor Daly is, yeah.
I just liked his Air Force car and his tribute.
Yeah, man, that was a good looking,
tribute to the to man. The airmen and stuff like that. So I started pulling for him, and he hit a tire. I'm going, I put the kiss of death on him really quick.
It was a big weekend of racing. I mean, the Indianapolis 500, once again, no one got hurt. The racing was good, and what a whale of a storyline. Helio Castroneves with four now in his pocket, and he's not done yet.
So right.
That was even
– He was happy, too. He was running up and down, greeting everybody.
10 minutes before he ever made it, or heck, probably 20 minutes before he ever made it to victory lane. Then he didn't want to get back in the car. That was funny. Some of that stuff, if you kind of know what goes on behind the scenes,
right,
and they're trying to tell him to do this and that, and he wasn't having it. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And again, the number to call, 843-721-9500. If I'm wrong about my assessment of the Coca-Cola 600, please let me know. I don't get any thrill about seeing somebody battle for 17th and 18th when the first place car is so out in front, they're not even putting them on the camera.
At that point, Bobby, I go into a mode where I get overwhelmed by what's actually happening. How is this guy able to kick everybody's tails like that? So I'm concentrating on that and trying to, discount the fact that we're not having a bunch of quality passes for the lead, that we're not having a bunch of caution flags, and everybody just kind of looks like they're
riding
around.
I don't need to see wrecks, but I want to see good racing.
Well, no, I want to see good racing.
But wrecks are the only thing that bunches the field back up when somebody's dominating a race like that. Cautions and stuff like that
don't happen.
And
that's, back to the point we talked earlier, that back in the day, man, the engines would tear up because they weren't durable.
Right. This is no longer about endurance.
And this thing was designed back in the day to be the endurance race, man.
Right. And it was.
And when they ran it, they didn't run it at night. They run it during the day. Things were way different back then. And that was it's still a big deal. It's still a crown jewel, but I mean, the cars are not indestructible, but man, it's a whole nother ball game now.
Right. Well, up until last year, and you and I have both agreed, racing in Charlotte sucks.
Yes.
Then last year, it was a good race.
Yep. Yep.
We had a couple of races there right after Darlington.
Yep.
They were good races.
Everything seemed to change, and that
now
momentum.
Now we've gone back Charlotte.
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't have an answer, man. But other than, it is as competitive as it is now, and the little tiny sandbox that they're in, It is amazing that anybody can get that far out front. When you're on a nice edge, how does Martin Truex go and wipe them clean at the Southern 500? Go to the Coca-Cola 600, and he's nowhere to be found. Kevin Harvick won 9 races last year. He was nowhere to be found. Denny Hamlin, who's leading, has the most points, hasn't won a race. Where was he at? Why was he not in the ballgame? They weren't even in the ballgame. They weren't even in the same zip code is what was going on there this weekend. It just, to me, it's mind-boggling. And I guess that's the part that maybe I get concentrated on and don't realize that the actual on-track product sucks as bad as what you think it does.
I mean, it was just...
And I'm not going to sit here and argue with you because at the end of the day, you're right. I mean, we need more quality passing. We need more cars up front, you know, trying to work the leader over, trying to work yourself into position, you know, waiting on a caution flag, bumping and grinding. It just, they got really, really stretched out.
Yeah, I mean, and I get it. The Fox guys, they got a you know, toe the company line, but it'd be nice if one of them says, guys, we got to do something about this race. It's unwatchable. If you were there, and I saw several posts from people here in the Charleston area. Our buddy Bucky, was up there. Bucky not gonna say anything negative about NASCAR, and you know that's his choice. I like Bucky a lot, but I don't come in here every Tuesday to bitch about NASCAR and how bad it is, but it was disappointingly bad.
I will say this: in the times, man, when Bristol changed and they put the walls in there and some of the banking was gone, and everybody was crying about how the racing was, right? And I went like 2 years in a row. I went up to Bristol and watched the race, and I remember this year Kurt Busch won. He was in the Miller Lite car. That's how long ago it was. Everybody was crying about how horrible Bristol was. But I actually sat in the stands, Bobby, and I wasn't watching it on TV, and I thought it was the most incredible race at Bristol I had ever seen. I mean, they were 3 wide. I mean, some of the passing, some of the things that were going on that you just can't catch it all sitting there watching it on TV. And when we discussed it, when I got back, and there was a bunch of backlash of how bad Bristol sucked, and, you know, they've killed the racing at Bristol. And I couldn't wrap my head around that because I just left there. I sat and watched it.
Right.
So maybe there's an element out there that we miss because we're watching it on TV or rewatching it that you get during a live telecast. I don't know. I know what I've experienced. But it's still, at the end of the day, we're not getting what we need. We need a ninth inning moment, you know, bottom
right.
of the ninth, 2 outs. Bases loaded. We're due a couple of those because a few of these races here in the last 4 or 5 weeks have not helped us with that.
Defense. I mean, the guy won.
So
all
I agree with you that
Kyle Larson won every stage. Again, led 327 of the 400 laps, and that's just.
Yeah, I bet we didn't even have 10 leaders, and probably half of those were interchanging during caution,
right.
Or stages and stuff.
Well, you had Chase Elliott led 22 laps. Kyle Busch led 1. William Byron led 19. Alex Bowman led 5. Austin Dillon led 1. Denny Hamlin led 3. Ryan Blaney led 2. Matt DiMedetto led 2. Christopher Bell led 3. Anthony Alfredo led 3. I'm guessing that's when everybody pitted. And that's
yeah,
it.
That
that's
was
it.
13
those
drivers.
Are, Yeah, those are your leaders.
Yep, that's it. No, I'm with you.
14 cars on the lead lap when the race ended. But, you know, the thing that struck out to me, and I've said it twice and I'll say it one more time, this race is no longer about endurance.
No.
And that's why it was created. That's why it went to 600 miles. And the question was, will my driver's car make it 600 miles?
The answer to that now is yes,
yeah,
it will.
Everybody. Everybody
here's
made
question.
It.
Will the guy, people at home watching it on the TV, will they make it 600 miles? That's the question now.
All right, real quick, Braves and Nationals tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have that on 94.7 FM, 9:10 AM. Also at 7 o'clock, River Dogs at Augusta. 7 o'clock, Wheeling at the Stingrays. Next and last home game for the Stingrays. NBA tonight, 7:30, Celtics are at the Nets. Game 4, Nets lead that 3-1. 9 o'clock, Trailblazers and Nuggets. Game 5, that series tied at 2 apiece. And at 10 o'clock, Lakers and Suns. Game 5, that series tied at 2 apiece. NHL tonight, 1, 7:30, Lightning at the Hurricanes. That is game 2, and the Lightning lead that 1-0. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back because we got more road course racing coming up this weekend.
I don't think we have to worry about rain this week.
We just had road course racing 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. They wanted to, this is what the fans wanted here, so we'll see.
We'll see. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Final look at your ride home today, and traffic is a little bit crowded, but that is it. There are no accidents or stalled autos to help slow you down. You are seeing company if you're trying to travel out on the interstate eastbound approaching Somerville or alternate routes. There was an earlier wreck near Ridgeville that had part of the roadway shut down, so residual delays are still a thing in the area there, hopefully clearing shortly. A little bit of heavy traffic in West Ashley, Mount Pleasant, Somerville, and Goose Creek. Also on the interstate in both directions near Aviation and 526. Visit the Holy City Farmers Market every Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. Drink on Noisette Creek as you shop crafts and goods from local vendors and farmers. Visit holycitybrewing.com for more info and for online ordering. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and pleasant with a high around 78. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with a low around 68. A shower and thunderstorm will be in the area Wednesday with a high around 80. Looking ahead, scattered thunderstorms are a daily possibility for the foreseeable future. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
He's a racing man, racing man.
The green flag's out, the race is on. I'm moving up front where I call home. To run flat out, that's my only plan. Anybody beats me, beats a racing man.
Racing's in my blood to stay. I wouldn't have life no other way.
I want to welcome right back to Fan Talk here on this final segment today, talking NASCAR with Rafe Judd.
How'd you like that for get stuck in your head?
We need a new racing song, too.
Well, send your bulletin out to the artist. Unless you want me to write one and sing it myself.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on with Rafe. Go ahead.
Hey, Rafe, you're talking about boring races. Well, I remember back in the 50s and 60s, the leader used to lead by 17, 18 laps, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I wasn't watching them, but I hear tell, if you go back, I think it was Darlington, Southern 500, Ned Jarrett won the race, and he was 14 laps ahead to second place, man. You know, that's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of things that you take and think about. In 600 miles, and I know that we've changed the rules a few times, but if I'm not mistaken, we had 14 cars on the lead lap after 600 miles. That's unheard of. The only problem was the 14 cars that were on the lead lap were spread out, so we just didn't get that ninth inning moment that we needed, or the game seven moment. You know, but like I say, all in all, there are some things that keep my attention going. You know, will his car last? Did his crew do such a good job, but they left the lug nut loose, the vibration, all those things. I'm kind of creating the drama in my own mind to keep away from thinking that the race was just, you know, dead but boring. And some of it was. I mean, I can't lie. I can't deny that fact. But you're right. It's much more competitive now. The cars have a lot of more longevity, and the engines are way more durable. It's just that when you get a guy that's got his stuff going like Larson had, man, it can be tough to sit and watch.
Well, I agree with y'all, though. They need to shorten these races. I get more of a thrill out of watching the truck races and ARCA races than I do out of watching the big boys.
You know, speaking of which, that truck race really Friday night was incredible. John Hunter Nemechek picks up another win, and then yep. Ty Gibbs on Saturday. That was a heck of an Xfinity race. I kind of left that out of what we've been talking about. But both of those races, I thought the on track product was superior A+ compared to what you're going to get that with a 600 mile race. I guess you should take that into account if you're going to sit down and go to take and watch it. And if you get done watching the Indy 500, and you're going to flip over, that you got apples and you got oranges here. This thing can get spread out, and it won't be the most funnest thing you'll ever watch. However, if you start to consider what it takes to do 600 miles, that will put some fun back in it. But I just don't know that if it's enough for a general race fan these days to comprehend. And job to educate them.
How long do you think it's going to take before Ty Gibbs gets in the big boys race?
Well, you know, he just turned 18, so he's got a minute. And plus, we've got to watch what goes on with this new car, how that the charter system, how long does Denny Hamlin got left behind the wheel at Joe Gibbs? You know, is Harrison Burton going to move up? What's going to be the next slot in the Xfinity series? I'm sure he'll get a full-time ride, and then he'll need to be in that series for a couple of years. You know, so I'm thinking 3 years maybe before we see him in a full-time And we don't want to – hopefully Joe Gibbs learned two things. If he's learned nothing, and he's a very intelligent man. But we watched Joey Logano get kicked up the all the way up when Tony Stewart vacated that ride, and it almost ruined his career. Same thing happened to Daniel Suarez when Carl Edwards left. And I think that Ty Gibbs has got as much, if not more talent than Suarez or Logano. But it really, you've got to take the time with their careers. They're very, very fragile. And they're not, you know, these days they don't last as long as they did. So I would like to hope and think that Dale take his time getting him to the Premier Series and give him the opportunity maybe to stay in the Xfinity Series full time for a couple years, try to win a championship before they push him ahead. And they're going to have to wait on a seat to open. Because there's going to be major wholesale changes coming up next couple of years.
Well, I hope my cousin, Christopher Bell, I hope he starts winning something soon. He seems to have gone into hibernation after he won that race early in the year.
Yeah, he kind of stole that road course win, and he had a couple of other good runs, Seabell did, but overall, the Toyota camp is not quiet, but, you know, they're top 10 in them and top 5 in them. But to see him go and dominate, I know Martin Truex has won 3 races, but 2 of the 3 that he won, at least one of them was what he kind of stole. So it'd be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out, because right now the Chevrolets of Hendrick are kind of dominating the series. So, you know, it's kind of tough right now. You got to be right on top of the game plus a little more if you're going to catch those guys, regardless of what package that we're running. So it'd be very interesting to see. I know Coda in Texas, that was a bad deal because of the rain. Kyle Busch had that thing covered. Seabell won earlier this year at Daytona. So now we're going into a little road course stretch over the next 10 weeks. I think we're going to get 4 or 5 of them or whatnot. Be interesting to see how that works out. So we'll see if, you know, what Seabell's got. And I think that a road course, too, is also an equalizer when it comes to the mile and a halves and the different packages. This will kind of equalize and give you a good opportunity to see where you actually stand minus the mile and a half racetracks.
Well, on another subject, you got to pull that Leatherman terminal loose now.
Yes, sir. That thing will get solved before we know it, and we'll be.
I hope so.
We'll be back on top.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling.
Are you racing this weekend?
No, we're actually, Bobby, we're off this weekend, and Dillon Motor Speedway will start their summer schedule. So we've got 2 scheduled in June, July, and August. We'll race twice a month. So looking forward. Kind of got a better, clear picture of what we're doing. Hopefully we're going to get some things fixed with Florence, and we'll be able to go over there and race. And we're talking about going maybe to Hickory, North Carolina, Carteret County, or somewhere maybe in race.
You going to get you a big motorhome?
Well, you know, those 2 trailers that Dennis has is almost the same thing. But, you know, a motorhome wouldn't be bad, especially for how hot it's going to be this summer where I go take and rest. But I'll find out after in 2 weeks whether or not I'll be conducting any more business on the racetrack. So we're going to keep our fingers and toes crossed that everything goes well. But June the 12th, me and my dad are going to work very hard going to the shop tomorrow. We're pulling out every trick we can in the book to go ahead and try to win this thing. I want to get a win under my belt before the summer starts.
Well, then NASCAR did announce today that the 2022 championship, that'll be November 4th through the 6th at Phoenix, so it'll be back there. All right, we've got the Xfinity races at Mid-Ohio, and that is a road course as well, right?
Yes, and that's a very cool one, too.
And then the Cup race, the Toyota Save Mart 250 at Sonoma. I always thought between Sonoma and Watkins Glen, this was the one I really didn't like. I'll probably be in Columbia watching baseball, so I don't know if I'll watch this or not.
Well, I think you should. I think you should.
But Chase Elliott's going to win.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take him before you you take him.
I wasn't going to pick Chase Elliott, Bob. I was gonna pick Kyle Busch.
But Chase is the king in the road courses.
Yeah, well, where was he last week when the rain came?
Well, the rain.
51.
That's right.
Because it was raining. Kyle Busch had him lit.
Oh, God. Here we go. He's back on.
Well, here's what I'm going to do.
Kyle Busch, man.
Come Sunday, I'm going to dress up Leroy the Toy Poodle in his little Kyle Busch gear. And I'm going to have my picture took with him when Kyle Busch is taking that green flag.
Right? Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're hungry, West Ashton tonight, they've got the pork melt. Good stuff. It's a special day. Same downtown pork melt over in Sullivan's Island. They've got these smoked burgers. So if you're hungry, want to just get something to drink, again, get the Bobby Special, 12 game changers and a wing. I think it's $99.95, I think it is. But everybody have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.